Welcome to Breadbox Media's News Out of the Box for Monday, March 13th, 2017. I'm Joe Lerza. The one thing President Trump is doing that other presidents have not done to this degree is to reach out and listen. Whether it's to business leaders, high-tech bosses, presidents of black colleges and universities, senators and congressmen, teachers, union execs, etc., President Trump has reached out and listened consistently. In fact, Trump has been meeting all along with congressional leaders. He's met with Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, Mr. and Mrs. Marco Rubio, and Mr. and Mrs. Ted Cruz came for separate social dinners as well. The other night, the Trump White House had key committee members in for drinks and social bowling. The president will be working that Oval Office phone to Capitol Hill, as he has to many foreign leaders since January 20th. In the coming days, Trump will venture out into the country for what might be called Obamacare repeal rallies. As a new president's early trips, these will attract national news media and the much more valuable local coverage. Trump's intent is to put hometown pressure on many members of Congress in either party who might be reluctant to support repeal and replace Obamacare with the 2018 midterm elections on the horizon. Trump may have learned from President Obama, who did not have listening sessions. He preferred talking ones. He didn't meet with the GOP Senate leadership, for example, until his 542nd day in office. The irony is Obama's party had such firm control of Congress back in 2009 and 2010 that it could ram through the immense Obamacare bill with not a single Republican vote, which it did. In reaction, the ensuing 2010 midterm elections marked the start of Democrats' dramatic decline under Obama, costing them both houses of Congress and devastating damage at state levels. Republicans now controlled 33 governor's offices and both legislative houses in 25 of those states. Even as a political rookie, Trump is aiming to avoid such carnage over the volatile healthcare issue. Media outrage over the Trump administration's decision to sack 46 federal prosecutors landed with a thud when they were quickly reminded that former presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama had done the same thing. Outrage over an administration canning U.S. attorneys is not entirely new, at least not when it involves Republican administrations. President Bush's Attorney General, Alberto Gonzalez, came under fire when he fired several federal prosecutors, citing their performance records. The incident, which came in 2006 amid midterm elections, led to Gonzalez's resignation. "They serve at the pleasure of the president," Gonzalez told Vox and Friends Today. "They know that. The president has a great deal of discretion in this arena," Gonzalez added. "I'm not sure where the story here is." President Trump issued a new memorandum today that requires every executive agency to conduct an internal review of how their funding is being abused and what changes they can pursue to operate more efficiently. This order requires a thorough examination of every executive department and agency to see where money is being wasted, how services can be improved, and whether programs are truly serving American citizens, a White House official told the Washington Examiner. The president's latest executive order marks the beginning of the long overdue reorganization of our federal departments and agencies and another massive step toward making the federal government efficient, effective, and accountable to the people, the official said. After remaining relatively flat, the national average price for regular unleaded gasoline has now fallen for 10 straight days to today's average of $2.30 per gallon, according to AAA. Today's national average is 1 cent less than 1 week ago and 2 cents more than 1 month ago. Compared to this same time last year, we're paying 37 cents more per gallon at the pump. That's your Breadbox Media News Out of the Box. I'm Joe Lerza, reminding you to always think out of the box.